Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, Tusculan Disputations 1:13. Who is there then that does not lament the loss of his friends, principally from imagining them deprived of the conveniences of life? Take away this opinion, and you remove with it all grief. For no one is afflicted merely on account of a loss sustained by himself. Perhaps we may be sorry and grieve a little, but that bitter lamentation and those mournful tears have their origin in our apprehensions that he whom we loved is deprived of all the advantages of life and is sensible of his loss. Cicero here is a bit optimistic when he says that once we realize that our departed loved ones are not suffering in the afterlife, all our grief will be gone. And in fact, he immediately tempers his own statement a bit, saying that we will be sorry and grieve a little. But his point stands, and it is related to something that has always puzzled me about certain religious traditions. I grew up Catholic, and I never understood why my fellow co-religionists were so distraught at someone's funeral. Assuming the person in question had a good character, she is now sharing in the presence of God, what Christians call heaven. Shouldn't we therefore celebrate? Yes, she is no longer with us, but we will join her shortly in the cosmic timescale. So again, why all the grief? I suspect that grief is inevitable, and at least in part the result of unconscious, selfish motives. We are grieving because the person is no longer with us, regardless of the fact that she may now not exist anymore and hence suffers nothing, or even if she is experiencing a better existence. As Stoic practitioners, however, we need to train ourselves to see life and death for what they are, to overcome grief because we have a duty toward other people that are still with us, and especially to focus our love and attention on those who are with us, precisely because that will not last forever. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if Fortuna allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it.